Let's delve now into some Seattle history and get a little insight into where it's taken us today. In the 1960s, Seattle, like many cities across America, experienced unrest in the battle for civil rights. Back then, it was uncommon for minorities to work across racial lines. But four local activists became allies that would change the social movement in Seattle. They were called the Gang of Four. From KUW City of Dreams team, Ruby DeLuna spoke with Larry Gossett. He recalls meeting a Spanish teacher at a high school protest and became lifelong friends.
I met Roberto Maestas on March 29th, 1968. At that time, he was in the middle of his second year as a Spanish teacher at Franklin High School. On that morning, unbeknownst to him, three black students were unfairly expelled from Franklin High School. One was expelled because he had a fight with a white kid and he didn't even get a chance to present his side and he was expelled. An hour later, two black students, women, they had their hair in a natural. The principal had not seen a natural before. He immediately expelled them from schools with a note home to their mothers saying, "Until your daughter looks ladylike, she can no longer attend Franklin High School." And that caused an uproar. So all the black students start gathering. Still, Roberto was in his class, not knowing all this. We had been called by black students that we were about to tear this mother down, and we didn't want that kind of violence. And we gathered the students and got them to agree to have a sit-in. They voted, of course. We went in. Roberto stayed, and the black students start telling me, "This guy is cool. He's really nice to us." And I said, "Cool." And then I went up and introduced myself to him. For the next couple of hours, Roberto asked me about the sit-in, and I took time because he was important and no other teacher stayed. The next morning, Roberto Maestas went into the teacher's lounge. He said the following, "My name from this day forward is not Bob. It's not Robert. It is Roberto." And that's the only thing I'll respond to. And then they said he turned around and walked out. The teachers were, that was symbolic of the changes, of the impact that that sit-in.
That was Larry Gossett remembering his friend Roberto Maestas. They were part of the Gang of Four.